It is the Friday show. Neil Atkinson with Ian Ryan, Emma Sanders and Andy McCann to look ahead to a full weekend fixture list. Really, no Monday night nonsense because there's midweek games next week. We'll make it all work between Friday night and Coach Holmes. Don't you worry about that. But we will start at the top, as we so often do, Leeds United versus West Ham United. And it is going to be an interesting Friday night game. The Friday night games have often been a little bit poor, if we're all honest about it, Emma. But this one, it very much has my attention. I feel as though this could be the beginning of the end of the little bit of a Leeds road show, I'm beginning to think. The games are coming a little bit thicker and faster, and the grim reality of David Moyes is what they're about to smash into here, where they'll be very active Leeds, and they will run up against what is a pretty solid West Ham United side who don't really want the ball in the first place, so why are you killing yourselves to get it back?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Because it's now, you're looking at a David Moyes team and thinking, I'm quite enjoying this, and that's a bit weird in itself.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got them really organised. He's got them playing some nice football. They've got some flair players up front, which are doing really well. Jared Bowen. Every time I watch him, I want to watch more of him. So West Ham they're going to be a threat as always. They're going to be hard to break down. But they'll be happy for Leeds to have the ball, I think. And that's where I think it gets really interesting, because Leeds' strength is obviously, as we all know, is pressing and their work off the ball. So is that going to put a bit of pressure on West Ham to perhaps take a bit of onus of possession? Will that make them play outside of their comfort zone? I'm not sure, perhaps. Will Leeds have to do it? Will they, they're obviously at home, aren't they? So will they take the reins a little bit? That won't necessarily play into their strengths. So I'm really interested by this game.
I want to talk briefly about Moyes, and Moyes is often and long been a punchline in these parts, and certainly where I'm concerned. But one of the things that occurred to me, Andy, was that he becomes Everton manager at quite a young age, and a lot of what actually happens with Moyes thereafter is he gets set in an Everton manager thing where he's the Everton manager and he's David Moyes, and he does a lot of identity stuff around that, and he tries to sort of rapidly place himself at the centre of that. And I am very intrigued that we presume that, because also there is something so endlessly 70 years old about David Moyes anyway when he was 38. We end up in a thing where we don't allow the idea that he might have grown and developed and had other experiences now. And he's actually now had a ton of other experiences. Mm-hmm. And he's possibly, whilst he'll still be a core, a very similar sort of manager, there's possibly some ways in which he is quite different now to the fellow who managed Everton.